Gonna love me more.
It's Rise FM with Sam Smith, Love Me More, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. So we're having a conversation this evening on the new South African marriage bill, which is currently being reviewed, mainly because of the many things that people have to say about the section of it on implications for finance, property and child custody, particularly the fact that it says overall legal recognition of diverse partnerships. If I didn't say that's included, there are those who are saying we're in support of Gutsi. If at ten set man shugana vele, there must be consideration where assets are concerned, or in the case where the partner passes away, lobega salana must be considered, even if they were not married. Now, what you need to know is that a new South African marriage bill is currently being reviewed, aiming to consolidate existing marriage laws, Marriage Act, Civil Union Act, Recognition of Customary Marriages Act, into a single unified legal framework. This bill also seeks to address inconsistencies in the recognition of different types of marriages, including Muslim marriages, and to raise the minimum legal age for marriage to 18. Now, public hearings are underway across provinces, with the final draft expected to be submitted to Parliament for consideration. So you see why nalo so neluvola kemanje to say ya nefaten seti sibona kuthi fanele si split ama assets 50-50 noma ngabe because these are issues affecting people and we cannot act like they don't exist. Which led to the question of the evening, which is, if cohabiting or if at and set required splitting assets 50-50 when separating, would it be fair, at least to you? And remember, Lana, we are not going to consider who contributed financially or who didn't. Sikhuluma ngokuthi there was a commitment, because that is the assumption if we decide to move in together. Gutsi, there's a level of commitment that exists. I might be supportive in terms of ensuring, Gutsi, you've got clean clothes, I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm taking care of you when you're sick, I'm doing the things that you don't do in terms of the arrangement. You go and make the money. And now we've acquired all of these things because we're a team. In the end, should we both walk away with something to show for our time, or let us stick to Gutsi lendo le agusimshado? So if you didn't contribute anything, you know Gutsi walking out of that door with nothing. Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943, and you know what to do. But it's Rise FM with Nelly, My Place. And you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And we're having a conversation on the new South African marriage bill, which is currently being reviewed, with the question of the evening being, if cohabiting or if at and set required splitting assets 50-50 when separating, would it be fair? And please do let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. And we're looking at the key aspects of the proposed bill. Now, the consolidation of marriage laws. Now, the bill proposes to consolidate the Marriage Act, Civil Union Act, and Recognition of Customary Marriages Act into a single comprehensive piece of legislation. And recognition of Muslim marriages, the bill seeks to ensure legal recognition of Muslim marriages, addressing a current gap in legislation. Raising the legal age of marriage, the bill proposes to raise the minimum age for marriage to 18 and criminalize child marriages. Registration of all marriages. All marriages, including customary unions, will be required to be registered with the Department of Home Affairs. Implications for finance, property, and child custody. The bill will have far-reaching implications for financial matters, property rights, child custody arrangements, and overall legal recognition of diverse partnerships. Public participation. Our public hearings are ongoing across provinces to gather input from various stakeholders, including community members, religious leaders, and political parties. And this is where the uproar came in to say, "Aye, nalenza ba efatenset fanele sibukele, because you invest your time, uhlale nemuntu about 10, 15 years, and then in the end you part ways and you have nothing to show for that." Of course, you went into it because begune expectation yokuthi what will follow is marriage. So, ukuthi lo lomunye did not keep their end of the bargain or what happened does not take away from what we both contributed in what we've achieved as a couple ngoba besihlala sonke. So, ngifuna kuva ngawe ukuthi nawe uma nalaba labathi vele indaba yefat and set must be resolved. Yes, we must be considerate of the fact that labanye uthola ukuthi bahlala aze lomunye kwendeke manga andlule emhlabeni bese soyeda mndeni umphuqa everything anga compensatewana kancane for i dedication, commitment and loyalty that they had to their partner simply because they were not married. So you let me know on the station's Facebook page. I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment as to if cohabiting in fact and said required splitting assets 50-50 when separating, would it be fair? It's Rise of Fame with Soweto Gospel Choir, World Hold On, and you are still tuned into Rise of Fame Evenings with your radio madam. We're engaging, comrades. Sifuna kuva luvo labo babe nabo mangi with regards to, you know, some of the issues that arise from ifat and set. Kuthi if cohabiting or ifat and set required splitting assets 50-50 when separating, would it be fair? Because we shouldn't resort to violence. It shouldn't get to a point where sesiyabulalana manje ngoba sibangisana kuthi lomunye uthi para was supportive nanani. We must all be in agreement where that is concerned to say si compensatana njani for the time lost or wasted, if you might even call it that. And this is what you had to say. Peggy and Shabang, this 50-50 thing isn't fair. I would be the one buying all the stuff we have. Yena angatseng lutfo. Then we have to split all the things in half. Never. Thompson Lubisi, it's worse if ever you didn't pay Lobola because you have wasted her time. Kukwani hlala nebantu babebantu singabalobolanga. Angafake, yes, it's fair to share 50-50. Sipho Jinda, cohabiting is not marriage. Mandlakazi weqala uthi he did say the most. It's tricky because the whole point of fat and set is to exist outside of a law. So really in everything you are guided by your feelings. This means it looks different from couple to couple or thruple or whatever. This is an arrangement for people who have not chosen to be told by some archaic laws what the rules should be or any of that. Bendulo Keke Grace, and it's about time we men stand up and fight for our rights. It's not fair at all. Lo muntu umdopa lapha estrateni anelroko linye. Umkoro babe muhle then aqala ititori bese ufuna nihlukane then se unesheke uma assets ami njalo nje. Ngeke phela ayikhofele lento le. Prince Mnisi usilabanye vele basuke bedenge aim. And lokho ngeke size sikubalekele bhuti wami ngoba nasemshadweni kunjalo. You never really know why a person is agreeing to marry you until divorce. Enhlekazi Maseko uthi no 50-50 uphuma nesikhwama sakho longene naso awudobi next. Puthego kwena Jeffrey Molo uthi nope utlile for free avai free. Lincoln Mahlase Bhuvungane uthi if we acquired everything together then yes, but if one only came with a bag of clothes then it's not even fair, it's theft. Harold Rex Lawson, it depends on gadgets and equipment involved. Things I know I bought without any contributions from her, I take. And things she bought belongs to her. But sincerely, there are some things I know I bought and I can do away with. She can have them. Douglas is Busul Kele. Uti, I agadlali mhlandi. Tsepo N. Mutamuruga. Uti, yongeala, ayikofele. Yane. It seems good see there's not many that are in agreement with it to say it's something we should look into. But the truth is it's very important for us to sit down and be honest from the onset on good see these are my expectations from this relationship. Ngingena lana, this is the vision that I have. And singakhulumanga nanibobhudekelani khuluma manga uma ngabe you know ukuthi I do not intend to marry this person. Be honest. I believe there's nothing wrong in you saying it's not going where you might dream of it going. So that nalolo munye umuntu I invest in the relationship. Abe atukuthi she's wasting her own time because she has been told this will not lead to where you might want it to. Mina, I believe ukuthi uma ngabe umuntu akutshelile ukuthi I'm not looking for a serious relationship and you commit to them because of the time that you've invested in them. Akakadlali ngawe, you played yourself because this person told you from the beginning ukuthi I'm not looking for a commitment. And I feel ukuthi sometimes people even protect our feelings by not saying why. Kungenzeka ukuthi akafuni commitment nawe. You are not the ideal candidate for commitment as far as they are concerned, but they don't have a problem with having a relationship with you if it's platonic. Wena so uyangena ubuka ukuthi but so luhleti 2, 3, 4, 5 years kusho ukuthi say commitment and you make that assumption all on your own and waste your time even further instead of continuing to go on dates with other people until you found someone who sees someone in you that they can settle down with kube nale commitment lofunayo uyabona ukuthi yeah it's a tough one but umutsheliwe ase sikhulumeni liciniso ngoba nathi bafadi siyadiyenga. You go into relationships as side chicks and whatever, and you think this is like M17, where you will climb the ranks from the bottom. No, mbude kwasekuqaleni. Kuthi ungifunela kudlala, noma do you see a wife in me? Square one. And then nawe, do not lie to yourself. Uthi, I will manipulate things and with time, utoti thola sekungilendo mina lengifuna yona. No, uma ngabe kwasekuqaleni ukutshelile ukuthi I am not looking for a wife. Do not perform wife duties. Do not give that person a commitment that implies ukuthi you and them will settle down because you will regret it in the end. They know the reasons why they don't want that with you. And they may not always be honest about it. Ngendeka nje ukuthi uma akubuka in the choices you make, your lifestyle and a lot of things is not what fits in his criteria of wife material. But wena so ubukele isikhathi fezile. Wathi if so lahleti naku kuphela 3 years, 4, 5, 6, kusho ukuthi ngimfati wakhe qha. Awusimfati wakhe. Tsperita, kukuletu, Rise FM.